they made shots, really tough shots at the end. And, I mean, I think that was it.
Just Bowden's free throws there, 5 seconds left. How big were those? Obviously, it would have been a tough loss to take.
Yeah, I mean, we got really lucky on. I mean, it's not lucky because Shea B puts a lot of hard work in. So I think that really paid off. And making those free throws at the end, I think it was really important. Like, we had the big, like, the win on that. If we missed those, then it could have been, like, 50-50 and don't know what happens.
Sonny, just what started going right in those final 10 minutes when you guys made that run?
Sorry?
What started clicking for you guys when you made the run in the final 10 minutes?
I mean, I talked to the coaches in the halftime. I talked to some of the coaching staff, and I asked them, like, what did they want me to do, like, in terms of pushing more. And they told me, like, yeah, we think you can push it more, like, in terms of the offense. And I really took that starting the second half, and I really try to push the offense all the time, trying to get, like, easy shots, and then if not, just run the offense we do all the time. And I think that really helped us as well, as, like, we could have, like, some not free shots, but, like, kind of easier than normal. And then just playing our game, I think it really helped us.
Any difference you see in Vanderbilt now versus the first time y'all played them?
Yeah, I really see a different team. I think they're way more confident right now. I mean, the game we had right there, it was a crazy game. It's like, I think they went like 0-4, 25 threes. So we knew that they can shoot the ball, and I mean, they started making shots today. And at the end, like, it got really tough as they made it, like, a couple top threes, so.
Santi, was tonight the first time you've won a game and seen Rick Barnes really unhappy after the game? It seemed like, you know, y'all won, but he was not very happy.
Yeah, I think it was today the first time.
What was that? I mean, what's the thought like within the team about the way that game ended?
I mean, it's kind of, we have both feelings. We're really happy because we won, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. But at the same time, like, we're all upset because, like, we didn't win the way we wanted to. We were, like, 10 points up with no match to go. And we should have kept that difference. And just in 1 or 2 minutes that, like, I don't know what happened, they got almost back.
How big was John? He scored 13 points, I think, in the last, you know, 9 minutes and change. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, John's doing a really good job. I think he's getting every time better. He's playing really confident. And I mean, he does what he does. Like, he's really good. And whenever he gets the ball, playing one-on-one or whatever, I think he's a really good player.
Once Coach Barnes thought you were looking for your shot early, was that the case? Were you trying to get some shots going early?
I mean, I really didn't feel it that way. I don't remember right now how many shots did I take, but personally, I didn't feel it. I was looking for my shot. I don't know, maybe he saw it a different way. Could be. But I think we're more trying to play the game and, like, trying to open up defense if we could, so.
Santi, the way that Fulkerson's been playing lately, after he had 0 points in the first half, did you think he was going to kind of come out there in the second half to play different?
Yeah, I mean, we need him. We need him all the time, as we need all the players. He's a really big player in the team, so we need him. And we're really thankful that he got back in the second half. I mean, he just started playing his game again, and I think that really helped us as well.
Did you make it a point to get him the ball during that run? It seemed like you were kind of looking for him there.
Yeah, he talks to me all the time. On the transition, I try all the time to feed him the post, like, give him the ball. On the first half, it was a little harder, as they were, like, all shrinking, so it's a little tougher to pass to him. But then they started a little bit going more up on the other guards, so we have more space, and I try to feed him all the time.
Why do you think he's so good at drawing fouls?
I don't know. I think he gets fouled all the time. He's pretty strong and quick, so sometimes people just, like, think he's not going to attack them, and then he gets, like, he really surprises them. So I think that's really important for him to drive fouls all the time.
Santi, there was a couple times, you know, y'all were making that big run and you hit that big three, the forcing the call, timeout. You've also had some pressure free throws and things this year. Are you just a guy who's comfortable kind of in big spots like that? Are you a guy who kind of wants the ball in a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think in those moments we need all the team to want the ball, and we need, like, just run what we normally do. But yeah, I think I mean, I don't know. Today I was exhausted at the end of the game, and I know that cost me one or two turnovers. But, I mean, I think, I don't know what to say.
But in general, you're comfortable taking those shots because some guys are just
I like it, yeah.
Sorry if you talked about it earlier. Can you talk about what Admiral and Lamonte, their message to you? What was that like to hear from them?
I mean, they basically told us how they were in the same situation as we're right now and how did it build up their team from what they had. And I think that was basically just putting a lot of work in and trying to get all together as a unit. And I think we're really facing in that direction. We just need to get work done. And I don't know, it really helped us. I think it really helped us having them too. Being like really important people in the Tennessee basketball program, and I really think they're gonna like really motivate us with that talk, with that kind of talks.